California reopening broadly tomorrow. What are the new Cal-OSHA guidelines, you're probably wondering? And can employers decide to keep stricter rules in place? Let's find out. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Krista Mitzel. She's an employee attorney at the Mitzel Group LLP. Thanks for joining us. How will these workplace rules change tomorrow with the reopening?
Hi, good morning, Jim. In many ways, people can expect big changes. We'll get to get back out there, feel more comfortable. However, you'd be surprised that many things might not change at all. And we've seen that it's been true that the state may have one rule, but localities such as San Francisco can choose to implement something different and something possibly stricter. And so following that same concept, businesses can choose to continue to implement rules and policies that they believe preserve the safety of their employees and their guests or clients. And so it's going to be interesting to see the broad range of changes that we see. Some may eliminate the requirements completely, and others may keep them in place for a while until they feel more comfortable.
How does this all relate to the Cal-OSHA rules? And when those change, will workplace rules change?
Well, Cal-OSHA does guide how you engage in the workplace. And what's been frustrating for a lot of employers there is that they keep flip-flopping their guidance. So as you may have remembered, last week they gave one set of guidance to the employers, and then they had another hearing and said, wait, we're going to wait and rethink it, and we're going to suspend those guidelines, and now we're going to have more hearings to talk about it. So it becomes a really complicated issue. There's employee safety and customer and the public safety to think about, and then we layer on all of the different legal requirements. We layer on how people are feeling about it and public opinion. And then there's the political side of things with the recall going on. There's just a lot of different dynamics going on here and how they're decision making. So it's really frustrating for employers to know exactly how to handle it.
Our reporter Tim Ryan this morning has been pointing out that even if a business tells you that you've got to wear a face mask, then you've got to wear a face mask. I've been getting used to not wearing it from time to time, I have to admit. But I'm keeping one in my pocket because yesterday I went up to the store and I didn't have it with me and I had to wear it to get it because I had to go back to the car and put it on. You got to still have that thing with you, don't you?
Well, they do. And, you know, a lot of the social media folks and people trying to make light of it are saying, you know, the face mask on your wrist is going to be the accessory of the summer. And I think the idea is that in certain situations, you still do need to have the mask, and a business can state that you have to have that mask on to shop in their store. And so a lot of the mandates we've seen that have gone nationwide have been because businesses have made that decision, especially early on last year when the localities were not deciding how to do that. But yes, businesses can definitely put stricter standards into place. And we always recommend that, you know, number one, think about your employees. How are your employees feeling? What's going to make them feel safe and taken care of? Since there are a lot of folks out there that might not be vaccinated, and you want your staff to feel that they're out there and they're protected, because they're the ones doing the great things by feeding us and providing these essential services to us. So it's going to be interesting to see how people respond. But I, too, have been trying to go outside and take a walk in the park without having my mask on when I'm out in the middle of nowhere. And if the science says it, you know, I feel like we have to be consistent. We can't follow the science when it is just convenient to our beliefs. We need to believe the science and read and learn and evolve with it. So hopefully everyone will be able to do that.
Thanks so much. Krista Mitzel, employment attorney at the Mitzel Group.